Welcome to Financial Literacy 101, where we talk about the many things that college students can do to change student debts. Today I have with me Zach, Mohammed, and Jibril. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Jibril. I'm a first year accounting major at Carlson School of Management.
Zach, first year, comp sci major. Honored to be on the podcast today.
Mohammed, also first year and a comp sci student.
When I was in my senior year of high school, my avid teacher made us learn about financial literacy for the whole year, where we learned about owning versus renting, cash flow, etc., credit cards, loans, and many more. My first question to you guys is, did your high school have a financial literacy class? And if it didn't, what skills did you guys miss out on?
Personally, my high school didn't have any financial literacy courses. That did make it a little bit more difficult in my transition here to U, being an accounting major. With that being said, I've had the opportunity to obviously learn as I do my prerequisites and I really get deep into my major, and obviously as the years come, getting more into those major course requirements. But I think it would have helped, but unfortunately I wasn't given that opportunity.
Yeah, also saying my high school didn't have it. I think it might have been something like related to it in one of the classes, but we didn't have anything about it. So I guess, I missed out on important things, and I got experiences from other places like jobs and like parents.
My school, it had it, but like it wasn't popular, so like they didn't talk about it much. But also, I had time, so I wish I joined, like, to know what I'm going to be doing in the future, like my finances and stuff.
Okay, That's good to know. My first statistic is from Hansen Milani. She claims that the outstanding federal loan balance is $1.6 trillion and accounts for 92.7% of all student loan debts. What do you think is the main cause of like students' mismanagement regarding their finances in college, whether it be partying or like spending too much on food? What do you think is like the main driving point?
I think the first thing is because coming from that high school background and just living with your parents and things of that nature, we're just used to our parents pretty much managing all our money for us. I mean, I know when I was in high school and I worked a job my senior and junior year, most of my money just went straight to my bank account because I wasn't using it to buy food or things like that. If I needed pocket cash, my parents, you know, fortunately, they would just give it to me. If I needed something for like a bike or a car or something like that, they would buy those materials for me. But given that now that I'm in college and I'm doing a lot more things on my own, I hold that responsibility of buying those things for myself, like food, supplies, so on and so forth. So just being used to using my money for the first time kind of makes me think, well, maybe that's probably why kids in my position and other college students don't really know what we're doing. Because in the past, given the money that we had, we didn't have to use it like that because our parents would do everything for us. But now we're in a position where we really get to use our money for the first time, man. We're just learning as we go.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like Jibril was saying, like just having guardian, like stuff like that, like would help you like manage money. And like once you go to college and you're like by yourself and you're independent, it's like harder to make, like you make decisions on your own. But it's like if you don't have the right knowledge, you don't have the right education, you're not gonna really be able to like save, and like you're gonna like end up doing like or buying things that's unnecessary. Like I said, most time people buy like things that are unnecessary.
Wants and needs.
So I would say that.
I agree with both of y'all said. Because like when I was in high school, I worked my senior year, and I saved up half of my money, but like the other money that I needed, my parents provided me with it. So like some things I wanted, I spent a lot of money on, but like that was when I was with my parents. But now that I'm without my parents, I know like what to buy and what to not buy, because it's my own money, so I gotta manage it and change things from needs and wants.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I would also say, what's the alternative? Now that we have money that we can spend, it's not like, I know in my position, since I didn't have those financial literacy courses or opportunities to learn about financial literacy in high school, there really is no option other than spending. I wasn't taught about savings. I wasn't taught about where to invest. I wasn't taught about budgeting and things like that. I'm just pretty much learning that through my underclassmen years here at the U, going to events on campus and coursework through the U, so we really don't have an alternative because of that lack of financial literacy, information, knowledge, so on and so forth.
Makes sense. my second question is regarding loans, and I have like two questions for you guys. The first one is, who do you think generally takes out more loans, men or women?
I would say I would guess more girls go to college than guys do. With that being said, just looking at student loans, I would say girls.
Yeah, I say student girls probably the same thing. I'll say girls. Because, yeah, probably like with how, like a lot of girls that go to med school and stuff like that. And then
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so like, I would say that.
I agree with y'all, but like, I feel like it's more boys, kids in school and all that, like them being independent. But the girls also.
Yeah. It's 70% women. The second question regarding the loans is, who do you think takes out more loans, a white man or African American man?
I would say because of the, I know as a black, a young black man as myself, and being a first generation immigrant, we are given a lot more opportunities with financial aid and scholarships. So in my position personally, I didn't have to take out student loans, and a lot of my siblings and friends and families, they're in similar positions. With that being said, I would say white males, white people, they take out more loans because they have to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I would say kind of, I agree with them, but kind of don't. I feel like whites, like, most of the time, like, not all the time, obviously, but like, most of the time, they're, like, that rich families. So, like, they don't really need, like, loans and stuff like that, like, get, like, their parents pay for and stuff. But African-Americans, if you don't really have, like, any scholarships or, like, FAFSA or nothing like that, you gotta, like, kind of, like, yeah, I guess, like, yeah, take out loans. So I would say African-American more because, like, whites have more, like, I guess, not opportunities, but, like, more help when it comes to, like,
resources. Colleges.
Yeah, resources, basically, I'll say that, yeah.
I would also agree with what Zach said, because it's based on the opportunities that white people get compared to black people.
It's 76% more African-Americans take out more loans. I would assume because the lack of skills regarding like saving and stuff, or more often than not they go to grad school and then they have to take out more loans than they initially did for undergrad. My fourth question would be, okay, we get us a lot of money, but why do students take out loans? According to a journal titled Thinking Patterns by Students Who Attended Arkansas University, they claim that higher education still pays even in times of rising tuition and unemployment rates, like COVID-19, for instance. What do you guys think? Is that like a good opinion regarding students' thoughts, or is that like doesn't make sense?
I feel like it would make sense for students answering that question, given that they're the ones taking out the loans and things like that. But since I can't really relate to that because I haven't touched loans myself, I don't think I will be in a position to have to touch them in my upperclassmen years just because of the way my financial aid is personally set up. So I can't relate to it. But, I mean, it makes sense on paper.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I think
you're
gonna
be
the question.
It says, higher education still pays even in times of tuition and unemployment rates, which would make sense, like, from taking out loans so that you get a higher education, higher paying job, so you can take, like, pay off loans.
Yeah.
But another question would be, according to Hansen, she claims that 4 years after graduation, 48% of black students borrowers, 17% of white student borrowers, all more than they initially borrowed, meaning that what they borrowed for undergrad, they owe more for, like 48% more than they initially borrowed. And among graduate students, 40% of black students and 22% of white students accumulate debt for grad school. What do you think about these statistics?
So is it saying that black students get more debt than white students?
It's saying, yeah. So pretty much, like, they have either bad skills when they're paying back their debt, or they have no skills at all to the point that they have more debt than they initially borrowed.
I would just say that kind of goes back to us, either our generation or the one right before us. We're, like, the first generation of college students.
Makes sense.
A lot of my friends, some of y'all, first generation college students, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we're really that first batch, and we don't really have anyone to fall back on family-wise to really educate us on that, you know, compared to, like, our white counterparts whose grandparents went to college, parents went to college, all their aunts, nephews. They got those people to really fall back on and really tell them what they're doing and set them on that right path while we're really just learning as we go by ourselves. So,
What would you give a freshman? We're freshmen, but, like, going to you're not a freshman, but for a freshman, what type of advice would you give them regarding skills like managing their money, not going to parties, or wasting their money on like unnecessary stuff?
I wouldn't even say it's too much about the parties. It's more about food, number one, and then I would say definitely clothing. And then on top of that, it's like the trips as well.
Cause true, true.
A lot of people want to take advantage of, given the freedom that we have right now, to just kind of travel and take advantage of their youth and, you know, all those Instagram highlights and things like that. So if they can find a way to make their money work for them, like going back to budgeting, I know I attended a financial literacy seminar from NABA. It's a on-campus, you know, business organization for black students. They had a financial literacy course where they talked about budgeting and things like that. And the guy that spoke to us, he really talked a lot about that traveling and things of that nature and how you should be putting a certain amount of your money away in order so you can get back to it. So, for example, he would talk about put a certain amount of money, just pay your rent off,
mm-hmm.
set enough money aside so you can go to your food and things like that. And the rest of the money that you're left with, you can blow it. So I would say if they set up their money in that way where they know exactly how much they can blow, go crazy. But really set all those, like, hardcore payments and finances
so
to the side.
Yeah, discipline.
Put those to the side, and that little 10-5% that you have left, do whatever you want with it because you already made your money work for you and put it where it needs to be responsibly.
Makes sense. I have a study by Iris Ben-David Hadar on 283 educators studying at university and teachers college in Israel. He states that the results showed that participants answered about 42% of the questions correctly, reflecting a low level of financial literacy. So these are students preparing to be teachers. He also states that there's a gap between different majors when it comes to the level of financial literacy skills. Do you agree with Ben David, like between majors, like if certain majors know more about like financial literacy than other majors, for instance, CompSci and MIS?
I feel like it does, because on the classes that we need to take, for finance, you have to take financing classes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we don't have to unless we want to. So, we would need to take it for our own good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not required, so, we wouldn't take them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know yourself, you would take them. So, it makes sense why that's the statistics are.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I agree, Mohammed, too, yes. Because for us, like, CompSci, we don't have to take any, class of finances. But, yeah, it depends on the person. Like, if you want to, like obviously, like better your finance, stuff like that, and you should take the class. If not, and you feel like you're in a good position with your money, you can save at whatever moment, so you could not take it. But the thing is, I feel like for some people, when it comes to other questions you asked before with the people, how do they end up wasting their money and stuff
management.
Yeah, I think it just basically depends on the person, because I feel like sometimes if you grow up and your parents obviously before even class in school, your parents
allowance.
should teach you, you learn some things from your parents. If you take classes, you're going to learn some things from there, jobs, whatever, right? So, but the thing is, I feel most of the time, college students, they don't really, like people were saying, the freedom,
they don't have freedom.
So it's like, once you get that freedom, you're like, I could do this.
True.
You can do whatever you want. So it's like, having a discipline, and also, making sure you set, boundaries for yourself, I know I want to do this, but before I do this, let's say, for example, a trip costs $1,000.
Spreadsheet.
If I have $1,000 right now, it's not going to be worth it. So just, save up first, and then once you actually have $1,000 to spend, then, then go there, get the trip. So, I'll see.
Just to recap, we talked about, financial literacy regarding student loans, and many of the stuff you guys said makes sense regarding the statistics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But to finish off, I have one final question for you guys. If you could go back in time to the point, let's say you have debt right now, let's assume you have debt, and you could go back in time, what type of skills would you accumulate before you go to college, during your high school, summer job, for instance? Would you save up for high school knowing that you have scholarships or other stuff, but you never know future, but would you save up money for college, or would you just spend it?
Yeah, I think saving is a great thing, but I would also start trying to build my credit.
True.
Because building credit is something that the earlier you can do, it's that report card for you. And once you, and this is how it's explained at Carlson, it's that report card. So the same way you had a report card in elementary school, your credit score and your credit history,
mm-hmm.
you doing something dumb now while you're in college and you're a freshman, you're a sophomore, when you're 30 or 20s, late 20s, whatever, and you're trying to buy something, they're looking at those statements and they're looking at what you did back in the day, and they don't care that, you were 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever. They're looking at that and they're going to correlate your behavior back then to something that you would do now. So the better credit that you could build now, is going to make your life easier down the road. And you can do things like getting prepaid credit cards where you put money on and every time you use it, it acts as a credit card for you. So you're building up that credit and you don't necessarily have to risk as much as getting your regular credit card. But, you know, doing your own research and seeing what you can do to build that credit for yourself so you have that steady report card after you graduate and you can buy the things you want to do, rent the places you want to rent, things like that.
Adding on to that, do you think college should make a mandatory for, like, a one-credit class regarding, like, freshmen's, like, seminar, for instance, teaching students about credit cards, loans, interest, APR, all that stuff? Should they, should it be recommended that it should be, like, a mandatory class, like CLA, for instance?
Yeah, I think it should be, but, like, also just making sure that you get, like, knowledge, like, all, like, you know, the internet, so much things you can find, you know, like, you'll learn so much, so, like, just getting knowledge for yourself first, and then also, like, knowing, like, yourself, obviously, like, if you know that right now you get a credit card and you're not gonna probably, like, you know, you're gonna, like, kind of do dumb stuff with it, then don't, and then, but then if you, like, you're ready and you want to do it, then, yeah, go ahead, go for it.
I agree with what he said. I feel like they should have a class, but, like, they shouldn't have a grade on it, like a pass or no pass, low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if you understand what the professor's talking about, like...
So more should, optional.
Yeah. Instead of just making it A, B, C. Making it count.
Okay.
But, like, I feel like it would be helpful for a lot of
people. Yeah. So pushing the kids, pushing high school, college students to take initiative in their own life.
Yes.
That was a good podcast. I would just like to say thank you for coming to my Financial Literacy 101 podcast, and it's been fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.